Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly is where we're at. It is Cyber Monday. Chickies and Pete's has you taken care of. Double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards at Chickies and Pete's. Hey, Buzz, is the Top 5 of 5 sponsored? I have it written down here. I didn't know if it was correct or not, though.
I do not have a sponsorship list.
Okay.
All right.
All good. All good. Okay. All right. Well, everybody loves the Top 5 of 5, so let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yes, finally some accountability
These airwaves. Yep. Finally. Yep. We haven't held anybody accountable ever.
Nope.
It was just happy horse bleep all day long.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am already looking forward to tomorrow's top five because I do have my own funeral story that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, Jack has been teasing his funeral story. Is it better than my funeral story?
Well, I just say, when you hear it, you're going to say, of course. Of course you did that.
You didn't sell books at
No, okay. No. I didn't stoop to that level, Spike. Okay. Thank you.
You didn't have a table set up outside.
I also didn't let one loose in the middle of it. You know what I mean? No, like I didn't fart.
Yeah,
Yeah. But I got another one. Okay. I think you'll like it.
Okay. All right. Was DeCamera selling books there?
Yeah. That would be a story. All right. Top five blames for Friday's loss.
Blames.
Against the Bears. Number five, he's not the reason they lost,
but
this dude stinks, and that's Sidney Brown. He got torched on that one run with DeAndre Swift. He made it look like prime Barry Sanders, and it was a second and five, and his job is to go tackle DeAndre Swift, and DeAndre Swift left him with his pants down. And then Sidney Brown was lucky that the throw was short because he got shook in the end zone with Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams threw a bad ball. The dude... First off, he took apart Andrew McCuba's poor ankle. He's out there with friendly fire. He can't cover anyone. He's supposed to be a tackler. He misses tackles every week. He's not the reason they lost, but I was so mad at Sidney Brown on Friday.
That's fair.
Well, good news.
He easily gave up two touchdowns.
Yeah, he was right there.
Howie counted on a third-round pick to be starting safety next to Reed Blankenship this year?
I think McCuba was second-round pick. Right?
Second-round pick.
Second-round.
Yeah,
second-round. And he's skinny, and he's been hurt a couple times.
Yeah.
So, you know, not surprising.
Yeah.
The fourth blame I'm giving is Zach Bond. Zach Bond was great last year.
Whoa.
We get it. But, like,
blame number four?
They got ran on, and once again, like, when was the last time Zach Bond made a play? Last year, he had a nose for the football, and he dropped the ball in Dallas where they could have won that game. I feel like every week I look and see, like, he's one of the leading tacklers, right, in a game. But
it's not the big plays.
There's no impact plays.
There's no tackle for losses.
No. Like, early in the season, he still had it. Yep. But since the early part of the season, he hasn't done squat. And when that was the first time they've allowed two 100-yard rushers since 2005. And Bond's a part of it.
And notice who was gone that year? This guy.
Yeah.
That's why that happened.
Yeah. And the locker room fell apart.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah, listen, now listen,
they left Richie there. Dude,
I feel like you're personally attacking me. You started off with two of my guys.
Well, I'm a Zach Bond guy as well. But Sidney Brown, Sidney, I could not like watch it.
I can't argue.
He got dressed.
He did
a couple times.
Yeah,
that one in the open field with Swift. That's not an easy play.
I understand.
That was ugly though.
He like went the complete opposite way. It was like watching Shady.
He didn't even touch him.
Not even close. It was like Barry Sanders, Shady, DeAndre Swift.
I saw it. I was like, that's what it would look like if I tried to guard Luka.
And then the one in the end zone, he was just lucky that Caleb Williams short-armed
it. There was the other one before that one where Caleb Williams tried to throw it back across his body to Alameda Zaccheaus. And guess who was behind him chasing him? It was Sidney. It was Sidney's man,
Yeah, he's not a starter.
No.
Again, there's nothing wrong with it. A special team.
Yeah.
Anyway, the third blame I'm giving to Sirianni, I mean, detailed, tough, together. They are striking out at all three right now. More big penalties, more lack of cohesiveness, and definitely no toughness. I mean, they're
tough. You can't say toughness after Friday.
You can't.
No.
You can't. So when we talk about what does he do, well, what he says he does, they're failing at all three aspects of. So he deserves blame for Friday.
Has there ever been a coach, let's say they unravel this year, to have 4 years like the 4 years Nick Sirianni has had in terms of boom or bust?
No, it's unbelievable.
Super Bowls.
It's so Eagles.
And two collapses.
Yeah,
if they collapse.
It's unbelievable,
And when you're critical of him, understandably, people go, well, he's gone to two Super Bowls. But then you say, okay, find me another coach in the NFL who has won a Super Bowl and has had two seasons, if this were to unravel, like 23 and 25, that close to each other.
Yeah.
And this is close. I mean, listen, they're not 10-1, but being 8-2, that's still pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yeah. The second blame I'm giving to Jalen Carter. I mean, this is a guy who we've talked about should be in Defensive Player of the Year conversation off of last year, and for a majority of the season has been a massive disappointment. Jordan Davis made a couple of plays in this game. Where was Jalen Carter? I saw a lot of Byron Young out there. Jalen Carter is someone who we're supposed to be giving $40 million a year to this offseason. This is supposed to be his breakout season. And I could have given it to the whole defensive line, right? Like Jalen Phillips, nothing again. Jordan Davis, not much. Moro Ojomo, not much. But Jalen Carter is supposed to be the difference maker. He's supposed to be the guy that influences everything. And again, when you get ran on the way they did and he's on a milk carton, he had four tackles. He had four in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unacceptable from Jalen Carter.
Yeah, and I saw way too many plays where the Chicago Bears offensive line was just basically knocking us off the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get any sort of penetration pause on coming across the line. And that little, stretch play here and then the runner cuts it out the back door. Are you kidding me? That's simple.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
It was not some sort of Ben Johnson masterclass of scheme. It didn't seem like watching.
And our second level tackling was bad Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Safeties. It was, man. And where's Jahad Campbell?
Not one snap.
Didn't even play.
Not one snap. All of a sudden. I mean, the first 4 weeks of the season, we're like, we got Fred Warner at 2.0.
Hashtag Howie season.
That's why I said, I hope this kid don't get frustrated.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
But the number one blame.
Oh, you've been waiting for this.
Who's he got?
Oh, I know who it is.
It's Jalen Hurts.
There it is.
Like, are you kidding me?
You've been dying for this.
He scored 9 points. It was 9 real points before
15.
He threw. It was 9 points. And then a throwaway drive against the Bears.
Wait,
missing.
I said that drive was a throwaway, and you berated me.
You did.
I don't know if I berated you.
You did.
Well.
Yeah.
We got to go back and check the tape. You said something that I disagreed with.
Okay.
But this is now you need to agree with me.
Well, okay, I said it wasn't a throwaway drive. We agreed and we jumped on Spike about it.
Yeah.
Regardless, scored 9 real points. 9 real points. Accuracy is falling apart all of a sudden. The interception was terrible. The like, I just...
The fumble, the missed guys all over the
fumble, the missed guys. It's been 4 weeks of just bad... Like, when he had the back-to-back games, the perfect passer rating in the Giants game.
Wasn't bad in Dallas.
He wasn't, but again, he's... I don't really get worked up over Jalen anymore.
Yeah.
I think most people are starting to come to my side. Uh-uh. I'll accept your apology anytime. He's not an elite quarterback. He is just a guy. And he's been playing like just a guy. And right now he's looking worse than just a guy. But the reason that they were at home with the Bears down, they're not a great defense, and they can't move the ball over through the air. And he has to take a shoulder of the blame for that. He just has to. Jalen Hurts, the number one blame for a Friday.
There it is. This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Their big year-end sale going off. Get 40% off any door, any window. No money down, up to 12 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I tell you what, these last two games with this defense, it's been a lot of explosive plays.
Yeah.
Against Dallas, it was explosive plays through the air everywhere. Dak went up and down the field. Bombing it away.
Yeah.
Friday, we had a bunch of explosive runs. Yeah, two running backs over 100 yards, 280 yards rushing. We're not going to have any chance if the defense is going to play like this. At least when the defense was playing, that gave us a chance. Because we're only going to score 17 points, but can't give up 24.
And we had two games of putting Jalen Phillips in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last two.
People said they were better than last year's defense.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I tried to tell y'all that. Yeah, it's Elliott, that nonsense.
Well, Elliott is, again.
Still thinks they're the best team in the NFC.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
He really is. Yeah. He makes it difficult.
Just when you think he's starting to make some sense.
You know, I'm a defender of him.
We all are defenders.
He makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Yeah, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Elliott.
Perfect timing. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Please tell us how good he played on
Not
Friday.
Not good, OG. Not good.
I got to keep it a buck. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts was the reason we lost that game. I would say the reason, but I'm going to say part reason because the defense was just atrocious. You know, and if I see Jordan Davis one more damn time make a tackle after giving up 280 yards on the ground and crossing his arms like he just... tornado or something.
So that does irk me almost as much as the Petullo and Sirianni arm bar.
Yeah.
Did they do the arm bar?
I was waiting for it after the one touchdown. Like, show me the arm bar.
They did
show
not the, do it this week.
Show me the law firm.
So let me say this, right? I heard Donovan say the same thing that I have been mimicking about the AJ thing.
Yeah.
And as much as
he's definitely on your side.
Yeah. You played a long game. You're right on this one. Yeah.
You know, the guy, I mean, if you look at the flow of this, number one, Jalen Hurts had, his best game against the Giants, okay? Granted, not a good team, but whatever. I seen excitement out of him. Jalen Hurts with AJ, it seems like it's been just dictated. We need you to throw the ball here. And when you have a quarterback that's being told where he has to throw the ball, I don't know how you expect to see any damn good quarterback play when you're being told where you have to go with the ball. Because right now, we're not playing to win a Super Bowl. We're playing to fulfilling. Like, let's not get AJ upset. And the moment that happened, AJ's got all his numbers, right? Guess what? We ain't won none of them damn games. So when people say, like Shady McCoy, AJ needs to touch the ball for us to win, well, AJ's been touching it. We ain't been winning.
Well, can I play devil's advocate for a second here? Just for a moment. Because I don't necessarily disagree with you, but it's not like they're throwing it to AJ and they're incompletions. It's not like he's got 17 targets and 6 catches.
Right.
They're successful plays.
Right. But here's the problem with it, though, Spike. I know where you're going with this because I agree with you. So I'm not it's not like I don't want them to throw. I think that the Eagles' offense, the way that they design it, it's actually for AJ to draw certain coverages so that other players can get open and we can score on those plays. But the ones that we're throwing to AJ, oh, he's possessing the ball. Dang, he's getting the thing. But it's not really in the flow of what the offensive coordinator's game plan and how to win a game. It's just, to me, it's just like, okay, we're going to give AJ 9 targets today. He's got to get 9. And so now, what about the win? Where's winning the game become important? And then with I heard you, Jack, about Jalen's not an elite quarterback. If you look at all the elite quarterbacks, all them jokers are on the verge of not making the playoffs right now.
That's great. The Eagles are on the verge of a collapse. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So for
But he's also leading. He's also leading one of the worst offenses in the league with amount of talent that should not be that.
So no, I'm not going to say it's okay, but I agree with a lot of the people. It's not just one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, our offensive line is hurt, and that's the reason why we didn't get the production out of that. But Jalen has to play better, but Jalen would be the first one to tell all of us, you know what I'm saying, that he needs all of these components for us to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this here, right? With how we are right now as a team, this team is constructed to basically, we have to have a good defense, we have to have a good running game, and that is your line for success there. You know
this team, this team shouldn't, if Jalen was the quarterback that you have said he is, then mm-hmm. this team shouldn't need an elite running game to win games.
Well,
they
let
shouldn't.
Me ask you this question, Spike.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What quarterback out here that you know can carry their team to a win?
Are you serious?
Yeah, name me one.
Matt Stafford.
Okay, and when was that? That was how long ago that was?
Can carry his team to a win? Numerous
Super Bowl.
Oh, in the Super Bowl. Well, but Jalen didn't carry them. Jalen didn't carry them to a win in a Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
Matthew Stafford just called his team the game yesterday.
Matthew Stafford also. See, this is. I don't care. Matthew Stafford has been 10 times the quarterback Jalen has been this year. It's not even close. And Jalen didn't carry them to the. Okay, so what are we? Why are we bringing up Matt Stafford? Why are we bringing up Matt Stafford?
I didn't bring him up.
What was your question? What was your question?
My point with this here is, everybody say that there's other quarterbacks that can drag their team to a win, and my point is, the quarterback that you say that does that didn't win no Super Bowl. So,
but I don't care.
They have all the talent, but
I don't care. They're not winning because of him. OG, last year they did not win 14 games because of Jalen. They didn't win the Super Bowl because of Jalen. Okay, they didn't.
My point is this. No team wins because of one player.
I know, but you can lose because of one player. And the point is that you have made the point that he is the best quarterback in the NFL. He's not. It's fine.
Not right now, he's not. Because
Never. He's never been the best quarterback in the NFL. Not one day. Not one day has he been the best quarterback in the NFL. Never.
The reason why I picked Jalen Hurts to be the best quarterback in the NFL, because he has the ability to beat you in a multitude of ways.
Why is he doing it?
Which ways?
Well, here's the thing, right? The running, everybody say that Jalen, no, not everybody. It's just the so-called writers now. Jalen told the coaches he doesn't want to run the ball. Now, does that make any sense to you guys?
Yes. Yes. It makes perfect sense. Why would they not run him?
Jalen told the coach he don't want to run the ball.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
Of course he is.
He ain't got no credibility in the city, nothing. The one damn thing you can always also say, Jalen ain't never led us astray in terms of lying and all this stuff. But y'all will take a reporter who hides behind a Swiss told me that Jalen said he doesn't want to run the ball no more.
Let me ask you this, OG. What would the motivation be? What would the motivation be if they wanted to run the football? What would the motivation be to tell a reporter that he doesn't want to? Why wouldn't they just do it? If he will do it and they want to call it, why wouldn't it happen? If they want to do it and he will do it. Why wouldn't it happen?
Because Nick Sirianni just told y'all in the presser that they're not trying to get him hurt by running the ball. So that is their call. That's not Jalen telling them
okay.
he doesn't
All
run
right.
to run the ball.
Okay.
They're trying
All
to protect
right.
their asset.
What do you think? He's going to go up there and say Jalen doesn't want to do it?
Well,
do you think Nick Sirianni is going to do that?
No, I don't. But what I would like you to do, Spike, because I know you're smart, okay? And I'll repeat this again. Jalen Hurts has said for a very long time, everybody's been telling me how I'm supposed to play and make it look. And we did not win that way. So now this is the way that he knows to win, which is him in the Super Bowl, both throwing and running the ball. So now all of a sudden that Jalen found the key to winning, he's going to say, I don't want to run the ball.
What's his key to winning?
His
key to winning is having the best defense in football, a 2,000-yard rusher, two number one receivers, and the best offensive line. Oh, amazing. I can't believe he won last year. What a player.
Hang in there, OG.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang in there, OG.
I need one of
you. What a strategy. Is that your four-point plan?
Just be accountable for once.
Just one of you tools answer that question.
What's the, I don't even know what the you're
yelling at.
Ridiculous
I was cooking
question
your ass.
Is.
Say that again.
What is your ridiculous question?
The question is this here is, why can't y'all believe that Jalen did not tell the reporter? What's the name? Hugh Douglas from Django. He says, I believe what I'm told.
Come on, hey, hold up.
We can't do that. We can't do that. Can we let OG go?
No.
That seemed okay.
No.
Now, OG,
I can't even be involved in this.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
I can't even be involved in this.
You got to beef with you. Take that up with you. Don't be silly.
Nope.
Yes.
Not a good one.
Goodness, I wasn't ready for that.
I can't even laugh at it. I'm sorry I'm laughing.
Come on, man.
All right. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, we got OG back, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
He showed you the key to winning last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're about to lead back-to-back years of being a horrible passing offense, by the way.
He tells you you could beat them in multiple ways. Could you just pick one of them?
Could you cook up 20 points to beat the Bears on Friday?
They scored 25, I think.
No, I know, but they could have.
Okay.
I'm looking for 20.
Okay.
Also, can you look at the iPad?
I know. That bothers you.
Well, it's just that,
you don't think he looks at the iPad?
Do you think Devontae and him went to the sideline?
Well, no.
Hey, here's where we went wrong.
To be fair, they actually talked coming off the field.
Oh, did they?
See, I thought they were looking in both opposite directions and being like, you know, what do we want us to do? Look at the iPad.
I think they use Microsoft Surface.
Okay, whatever you do.
Okay.
Look at the tablet.
It's not an iPad.
Yeah. It's not an iPad.
It's not an iPad.
Right. Facts
are
facts.
You're right.
Facts
are facts. Sorry, look at the tablet.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Let it out Monday. Boy,
oh
people are letting
Tensions
it out.
Tensions are high.
Yes. Coming up next, we will go around the lake. We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Cyber Monday. What's that mean at Chickies? It means double bonus days. You get two $10 bonus cards for every $50 you spend on gift cards. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So it's cold now. Might even get a little snow tomorrow. That's it. So maybe you've been waiting for the cold to get here because you didn't believe that it would actually get here to replace your doors and windows with Guida. Maybe you've waited this long, Guida door and window. If you've waited this long, normally I would say you waited too long, but not with Guida. They have their big end-of-the-year sale going on right now at Guida. 40% off every window you buy. 40% off every professionally installed triple pane window. You're also going to get 40% off any door, any kind of door. Insulated entry door, patio door, garage door, storm door. And you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 12 months. So if you need new windows and doors, and you probably do, go Guida right now so you can take advantage of the big year-end sale. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. Call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me say, hold it now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
come on, Flyers fans.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6. Players Lounge at 7 with special guest Tanner McKee. I see a Sidney Crosby jersey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Come on.
Cindy.
Boo. Got him.
Can we, before we go around the leg, can we have an honest conversation about Herb from the Northeast?
So what happened?
What happened?
Does he know what the radio show like is? There's just two instances over the last week that have me really questioning. And I love Herb. Great guy. Here's the first one. Last week, we have him on the air, and he says it's 5 o'clock, 5:10, whatever. And he goes, well, you guys been doing all day. What have we been doing all day? We do the radio show every day. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock, so for the last 3 hours we've been doing the show. A couple hours before that, we were preparing the show. That's what we've been doing all day.
All day?
Just about every weekday, yes. If you ask me, at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's like when my dad was friends with Lenny Dykstra. When my dad would do the show, Lenny would call the house and be like, hey, is your dad there? And I'd be like, Lenny, it's 4:30. He's never here at 4:30. So that's the first.
Some people are like that.
So,
well, they just don't get what other people are doing.
So, another flex.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, Lenny Dykstra is calling out all the time.
Yeah. Huge flex.
Yeah. You were a big deal.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. It's not, he wasn't looking for me. That's not a flex. I
who
wonder
else,
what they were talking about.
Who else
called the house?
All
right.
Barkley?
Rose called the house. Yeah, Charles.
Charles.
They all called the house.
Interesting.
Croce.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's the first thing with you, with Herb. The second thing is today, Herb was here. God bless him. We're on the air. He starts yelling. We're sitting here on the air. Ike Reese, I'm leaving.
Hell yeah.
So it wasn't just a wave goodbye.
Right. It's a power move.
He needed your response. And yes. I go, Herb, we're on the air. Didn't care. Kept yelling at you.
Yep.
Does
and
he
so
know
I acknowledged
him. Does he know the radio show exists?
He does. The real question is, does he care?
Well, he clearly doesn't care.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Well, and the other thing is, he's breaking down like blocking schemes to me.
Oh, yeah.
Off the air.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what do you know about blocking schemes?
Yeah, man, he knows.
Well, he knows.
I talk football with him.
Yeah. I know.
Wham right. Slam left.
He's like, yeah, you got to see the offensive linemen, they're going to the right. He's like, I got it.
215-592-9494. Don in Overbrook, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
Hey, I got a question for Ike, right? And then I got a comment for Spike.
Okay.
You've been quiet over here the whole time when they're talking about Jalen Hurts. You on board with this?
What do you mean?
They talking about him. They talking about he might not be the franchise quarterback. He not.
What do you mean?
Spike franchise quarterback.
Spike and Fritz, you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen. First of all, I've been arguing this every day for months.
Yeah.
Secondly, I came on the air, and quite frankly, I'm not happy with Jalen's play right now. So I'm not in defense mode today. I'm just not. I'm sorry. And I'm not in defense mode, Don. I love the kid. I want the best for him, but I can't serve you all as my listeners and somebody who relies on me to be upfront and truthful with you to do that every time somebody has something critical they want to say about him. He did not play well Friday. He didn't play well Friday.
I got you. Yeah. And I feel the same way. And this statement is for Jack and Spike. You guys are right about Jake. I'm giving you your props.
Thank you, Don.
I don't know might what else to say.
Let's not give up the complete fight here, Don. Yes, I understand we're all wounded right now. We're wounded.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, right? This season was supposed to be Jalen taking the reins. Everybody knew that Saquon was going to get the ball. The defenses were going to be focused on stopping Saquon. This was supposed to be Jalen's year to just, like, take the reins and just got us to the promised land, and he is not doing this.
Yeah, and that's where
I'm at, where I'm at, and that's why I'm giving Spike and Jack their props.
Yeah. Believe me, it's not the easiest thing to do is tell these two that they're right about something. But, they certainly have been right this year when it comes to him and all the questions that they've had about him. And you're right. I thought this would be the year that he would quiet all those doubters and just take the offense to the next level. And it just hasn't happened, man. And I'm not saying he's been as terrible as some want to project or make him out to be. But, man, it just hasn't been enough of the wow plays and consistent play from him that we need. And, it's not all him, but it's enough of him that it's hard to defend everything about him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
To be fair, they haven't gone crazy with being critical of him. I mean, Fritz, he's going to do his thing, but Spike has somewhat of a level head. Somewhat.
I've had conversations with Jack off air.
Yeah.
Jack is
very authentic.
Jack is on.
It's not a bit.
I can attest it's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
Well, what do you guys want to say? You guys feel comfortable? You feel good?
So here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to take a victory lap just
yet.
Yeah,
you do.
And again, it is our quarterback, so it would mean that didn't go well.
Can I be honest with you, Don? Like,
yes, sir.
There is no – I like to believe I know what I'm talking about to an extent because I do it for a living. But you're wrong a lot and you're right a lot. It doesn't give me, like, joy to be right about something that is bad for the team. I know a lot of times people say, oh, I hope I'm wrong. And sometimes they're lying and sometimes they're being honest. I feel I like – an affirmation, at least personally, that I'm not crazy, at least. Mm-hmm. But I find people think I want them to lose or I want them to play bad. I genuinely don't. I don't. And I don't think he's a bad player at all. Mm-mm. I just thought what I thought. So there's no victory lap because the Eagles suck right now. Last year was much more fun being wrong and having them win the Super Bowl. It was 10 times more fun than having them fall apart and being right, just being honest.
You know when I really realized you were right? When I thought to myself, if you put Joe Burrow or Josh Allen in his offense right now, do we have the same record?
Well, Burrow missed almost half the year.
Even with the offensive line, we got a better record than what we got right now.
And of course.
At that moment, I was like, Spike is right.
But again, most teams can't have Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, and Jack's right. Joe Burrow is hurt every year. The question to me, it's fun for offseason to argue, is Jalen better than Josh, or is he better than Matt Stafford? The bigger question, which they've already won a Super Bowl. The question is, moving forward, is what is the recipe, if there is one, to winning again with him without the idea, can you do it without having an all-time completely dominant, never seen anything like it before.
Because the roster's going to change.
Rushing.
Yeah.
Rushing attack. Saquon will be what he is. The offensive line will be what they are. The question is there some, can they be malleable in terms of how they build the roster?
Nice work.
Like sorry.
That's good.
And can you win another Super Bowl
with
him?
The great because ones, that's the great question. Ones win when things aren't, like they have to put the Superman cape on. I mean that is what separates some of the great. Again, you can obviously win a Super Bowl with Jalen, but if we've seen this year, offensive line hasn't been as good. They can't run the ball, and the defense has been kind of hit or miss. And you're seeing the results. Like it is what like some quarterbacks.
Well, the one thing I've always said, John, and appreciate the call, bro. Winning has been his ultimate deodorant.
Yes,
and he's been able to. And we as Jalen fans, Eagles fans, can hide behind that. Like we don't have to face certain things, right? As long as you win
with Nick too,
yeah, and with Nick too. With Coach Sirianni too. But I was just speaking mostly about Jalen. And once the winning stops, now you don't have anything else to lean on because you even with say Patrick Mahomes doesn't win this year or doesn't make it to the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. We've already witnessed him do enough great things that it's okay if he doesn't win this year.
You know you can win another Super
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, you know
with
you
Patrick
can
Mahomes.
With Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Like you know you can. So with Jalen, his thing is always about winning, and that's why he likes to go to keep the main thing, which is winning. But when you're not winning, now your game gets scrutinized that much more. It just does.
Then the main thing is how you played.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Let's go around the league.
Teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Around.
By the way, record since we did that, not great.
No.
And
no.
Cowboys playing pretty good football.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing around the leg, Cowboys beat the Chiefs. Cowboys are now 2 games behind the Philadelphia Eagles. It's not likely they win the NFC East, but 6 weeks ago, this wouldn't have even been a conversation.
Yeah, Joe Giglio at it again.
Yeah, it's a conversation now. Why? What did you?
Well, he declared it over.
Oh, he declared the NFC East over?
Yes, we were 8-2, I think.
He did. Now, in his defense, he did the same thing with the Phillies.
They won the division.
They hung on, but I'm just saying, we got tight. It's getting tight again.
Right when Hard Knocks starts.
Exactly.
Broncos survived last night. I didn't see the game because I was watching the Sixers lose in double overtime.
Good game. I
and
watched
doing
all
a
of
podcast.
It.
Yeah. They stop a 2-point conversion in overtime. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was a good game. Back and forth. I think it was like 6 lead changes. It wound up going into overtime. Mariota played a great game last night. I mean, Bo Nix, the kid, the running back Harvey was pretty good last night. That Broncos defense was just everywhere.
Can they win the Super Bowl, the Broncos?
I think they can. I think they can. This is a weird year, Spike.
Are they the best team in the AFC? If they're not, I don't know who is.
Yeah. You know, I think they've beaten better competition than New England has.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to give them the edge. Buffalo, as much as I wanted to lean towards them, they just don't look that good either.
They don't have it.
Yeah, they don't look that good. So, yeah, I mean, Denver, and you got a head coach in Sean Payton that knows what he's doing. And, again, that defense, when it gets going, it's man, can you imagine that?
Let me ask you this.
Imagine that. The odds on Denver getting to the Super Bowl.
Dude, I just like.
If Bo Nix wins the Super Bowl, does that make up for my Dylan Gabriel pick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
I like that you're already. Looking for a way
Bo
out.
Bo Nix wins the Super Bowl, it makes up for any big board guy you had on that it didn't work out.
I still believe in Spencer Rattler. Yeah. I just want to
let that one go.
No, I'm not going to let that one go.
Is this the longest into a year that you can remember where we don't feel like we have one great team in the NFL? I mean,
it's been a while since it's been like because Kansas City's been there.
Kansas
City and New England was there for years.
And the Ravens were great last year, and the Bills were great.
Well, the
last
Lions.
Year.
I felt at this point last year, I felt like the Lions were the best team in football.
I mean, but last year we had Lions, Eagles.
Yeah.
And then there was like four other teams in the AFC where you felt pretty good about.
Yeah.
I just thought there's not one team that's
The Rams are the closest. Above. Yeah, the Rams are the closest. The
Panthers. Yeah, they lost a game. Yeah.
Ah, traveling west to east, 1 o'clock game against a proven winner like Bryce Young. I get it.
Yeah.
Listen, they, in all fairness to them, they've had to come out here five times, I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, to the East
like
Coast.
Like four or five times. And one was overseas, I think. They had not East Coast, but they played in one of the London games,
they
right?
They did, yeah. Well, tease and peace of the Rams.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the Rams. They lose for the first time in a while yesterday. Stafford, it was a crazy game because he had two interceptions and a fumble. Mm-hmm. If you watch the game, it felt like, aside from those three plays, he played pretty well.
He did play good.
Yeah. But he had gone, I think, seven games without a turnover. And a lot of the turnover stuff, as much as, you know, we can try to convince ourselves that we can stop turnovers, think about the turnovers we've had. Because we talk about risky plays. We shouldn't have risky plays. Tush push, not a risky play.
Nope.
Turnover.
Yep.
That Saquon fumble, that wasn't a risky play.
Nope.
He just fumbled. Yep. Xavier Gibson, I mean, screwed up, but it was a fumble.
Yep.
And even the interception he threw.
That was more of just a bad decision.
It was just a bad throw. Yeah.
I don't know why he threw that. Yeah.
So Rams lose. They are now 9-3. But right behind them in the NFC West is the, you want to talk about a little team that could. The San Francisco 49ers going to the bye 9-4. Purdy's back now. It looked a little better yesterday. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of injuries on defense, but McCaffrey is still there, and I'd be scared of that team.
McCaffrey's about to have another 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving season.
It's unbelievable.
He's had four games left to go, and he's over 800 yards in both, rushing and receiving.
And I guess
that dude is running back.
Kyle Shanahan's a good coach, man. I don't for them to be 9-4 with the injuries they've had this year.
This might be his best job this year.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they had the whole thing with who's the receiver now that they cut?
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk. They cut. Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
Juwan Jennings though, created a lot of problems around the league.
Yeah. I don't know what his issue is.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Last week he got Vrabeled like Ike did, and in the middle of the.
Like
sorry.
Vrabel got me.
Yeah, Vrabel got you. Yes. Yeah, you didn't grab Vrabel. No. I want that on the record.
Yes.
And then yesterday called out randomly after the game.
Oh, did Myles Garrett call him out?
No, it was Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah. But Juwan Jennings out of nowhere.
But Myles Garrett spoke on it.
Okay.
But it was the other guy who really went in on it. Yeah.
Didn't know he was such an issue.
You see Shador fighting with the wide receiver on the sidelines?
Yes, Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy, that was funny. He told him to get away from him. Get away from me.
Yes. Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, go sit down.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, go sit down, Jerry Jeudy.
And then finally,
sit down.
So Eagles have the Chargers on Monday night. Justin Herbert.
That was a tough one. I watched that one.
Has surgery today.
Yeah.
He is iffy for next month, for Monday?
Yeah.
Is he going to play? What do we think?
Well, part of me was like, nice. Let off the hook because he's not going to play.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jalen versus your boy.
The Herbert Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Aaron Rodgers tried to do this. Right? With the cast on the other hand.
He'd throw for 70 yards yesterday?
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Yeah.
It's hard because are you in shotgun every time now? Because you can't be under center. And
Handoffs.
And when you get tackled.
Yes.
If I'm a defender, I'm certainly whacking at that hand.
And
whacking that thing?
Yeah. Well, and their offensive line's horrible. So, you know, they can't block anyone.
They might want to give him 1 week.
Yeah. Don't play him next week.
What's their record?
8-4?
Yeah, 8-4.
Okay.
Backup's Trey Lance, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We lose Trey Lance, boy. Listen, just stay out there.
Well, it would be like losing. Which would be worse? The Eagles lost to Drew Lock in 23 or losing to Trey Lance?
Wow.
Where was Drew Lock taken in the draft?
He was a first rounder.
Okay.
First,
but he stinks too, though. But still, yeah, I don't know which one is worse.
And he led a game-winning drive against the 23 Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know which one is worse.
How about the 49ers drafting Trey Lance and being a huge bust, and somehow they survive?
Yeah, and they still get Mac Jones, who they wanted.
Yeah, in the first
Trey
place.
Lance.
Yeah. Who's going to trade for Mac Jones this offseason?
Well, the Vikings should.
Oh.
No, they.
We are on YouTube.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Now, he's a statue.
I will tell you this.
He doesn't move.
If they don't trade Tanner McKee this offseason, that's telling.
Yes.
It's very telling because he has 1 year left of under contract before he'd have to get extended. He's not going to take a contract here. Somebody will sign him. So if they don't trade him this offseason.
Yeah. I'd be a little worried if I was Jalen.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yes, not if you were the Mormon Missile. If you were the Mormon Missile, you'd be pretty excited. Yeah.
At least he started here on the Players' Lounge.
Yes, you can remind him that when he never comes to the Players' Lounge ever again. Once he becomes starting quarterback. He becomes a Players' Lounge six times a year guy to a guy we throw a celebration for because we get him for 8 minutes during Radiothon. What a change that would be.
Yep.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who has looked happier the last 2 weeks? AJ or Jack? Mark and Monco.
Similar dispositions.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know which one of y'all has been happier.
Yeah,
I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't really know. Yeah,
I don't know, Jim.
AJ's been pretty happy. I know. So have you.
Jack's played the long game.
He is
playing the long game. What's next?
We have to make changes at this point. I would love to see Jair Alexander and Za'Darius Smith get some snaps. What do we have to lose? The caller that loved how good Tank Bigsby looked on Friday.
You were like, how did he look on Friday? And he's like, he looked great.
He didn't see it, Ike?
Yeah.
Totally didn't watch the game. Did he watch the game?
I think he watched. He just doesn't remember. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people watch that way.
Yes. A lot of people left.
Yes.
Like, left before the game was over. No, over.
You know I leave at halftime.
Yes.
Every game.
Yeah.
They were leaving with me. Some were.
Really?
Some were.
10-3. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned I was on The Score, our Chicago station, and the last question they asked me, they said, all right, you guys are 8-3. You won the Super Bowl. How quick will the Eagles boo? Will Eagles fans boo? And I started laughing.
I said,
the first three and out.
Yeah.
I was like, first drive they'll boo. And they were laughing. I said, they did. Yeah, they did. They booed a lot.
Technically, wasn't it even a three and out?
No,
yeah, it wasn't even a three and out.
No, they got one first down on that drive, right? Yeah.
Now, AJ did false start again.
He did.
But he made up for it the next play.
Yeah, he sure did. He always does.
What's next?
A.J. Brown, whenever he sees the Eagles win, leaves without talking to the media. A.J. Brown, whenever the Eagles lose heartbreaking games, pulls Lazy Boy recliner out of his locker and says, time's yours. Alex in Lancaster.
23-minute A.J. press availability afterwards.
He's ready to talk.
He goes, hey, you guys got any questions from Twitter? You want to take any calls? What's next?
The two-point conversion conversation was a perfect microcosm of the show. Spike.
But the math.
Mike and Jack.
Nerds!
Tim and Newark.
I don't even think it was a math conversation.
It was close enough. It was close enough for the texter.
What's next?
Why is everyone so mad? Broads watching the Flyers seemingly win all of their games.
Wow.
Flyers playing good hockey.
Flyers playing good hockey? Yeah.
Well, I saw Broads. Broads will do any. Broads has the OG Wade way of attacking when Jalen's not playing well.
Oh, well, yes.
He'll go, look. He'll get it out of the way.
Yep.
He'll go, Jalen didn't play well, but look at how all these guys are failing him.
Yeah. It's actually Sirianni.
Yeah.
I'm not letting Jalen off the hook.
But I'm not going to talk about it either.
Yep.
That's
the way I handle it, too.
Yeah.
We might have to hijack Flyers and 50 again and just turn it into a Jalen honesty segment.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have Flyers and 50 last week. What's next?
Man, this music sucks. The guy that loves music where the lead singer makes pig noises into the microphone.
Yeah, you do.
Little
screamo head over there.
What's that?
You like a little screamo music.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Click. Oh, me? That's not screamo.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's death metal, the thing that you just made. I'm sorry I don't pretend I'm from Alabama.
Dude.
Like you and your idiot. I love that. You know,
I do drive an EV.
Dude, it's so funny. It's all these country guy people in Philly, they go to the link to watch their show, and they all pretend that they're from down south and they grew up with this.
Yeah. Who's the big guy, Toby Keaton?
May he rest in peace.
And if you go...
He did die last year.
Wow.
If you go to one of these concerts, they all have...
I'm thinking Kenny Chesney. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, well, those concerts.
That's what I'm saying. That's the big one, right?
Yes,
the
Kenny Chesney's the big one.
Yeah. One of them.
If you go to those concerts, you will hear a tinge of fake Southern accent with all these losers that pretend that they grew up on this, and country.
The dirt roads.
It is the same people who had Kanye t-shirts 12 years ago that were talking about how what a genius Kanye was. Now they like country music. It is
fraudulent. That's not
it
true.
It is fraudulent. Oh, him right there.
Are you a Kanye fan?
Not really.
Him right there.
Elliot definitely went
from Kanye to Zach Bryan. He did.
Now that's a good point. Now wait till Ike goes to Barefoot Country Music Festival. He's gonna ditch Tupac. Get ready to learn Eric Church, pal.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I got to monitor this now, Spike. Yeah, I got to take a better look at this thing.
Well, yeah. You need to be... Look, is the music fine? It's fine. Are the people nice? Well, it depends. Also remember, what's his name? Was it a country concert?
Yeah, we know this.
Way to address the elephant in the room.
Riley Cooper.
Yes, we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, the big one, yeah.
Oh, was that a Kenny Chesney show?
It was. Yeah.
Kenny Chesney's pretty harmless, right?
Yeah.
He's like the Margaritaville guy.
He's kind of like Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, the people that go to Kenny Chesney concert, they tailgate for like 10 hours before that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. It's like a... Country,
a lot of beer drinking.
Dude,
oh yeah,
country tailgates are a lot of beer drinking.
Yeah,
and a lot of fake, like, you know, the fake outfits do bother me.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's like all
the country
plaid,
outfits,
the short, you know,
the
jean
plaids.
Shorts, the cowboy boots.
They look good on the women.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
It's like they're going to a costume party or something.
Basically, it's dress up.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's what everyone does when they go to concerts, don't they? They dress like the artists.
Yeah, but
I mean, I went to a couple of Drake concerts, and I kind of dressed.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'm older, but I go, I see, like, the young people are wearing what.
But it's because they're part of that culture,
right?
The country thing; those people don't dress like that. Otherwise, they don't.
Right?
They don't. You know. All right.
By the way, you liked the one Zach Bryan album.
I did. I liked that, but you don't. I'm real.
Well, so am I.
No, you're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud.
You're a country fraud.
In what way?
I mean, I
was first on the country train back in fourth grade, and everyone made fun of me.
Everybody was making fun of you for other reasons.
I'm getting my comeuppance now, by the way.
Because now don't everyone's know what got comeuppance. That's not what comeuppance means.
Shut up. You know
it
what
isn't.
I mean. You
it's
know
not.
What I mean.
Comeuppance is a negative thing.
Damn it, really?
Yes.
Dude, I did this in real life yesterday. where Jill's like, that's not what that means. And I was like, it's close enough.
All right.
She actually means the exact opposite.
Yes. Jordan Mailata show is next. Oh, we're at Chickies in South Philly. And then after that, the Players Lounge. I love that you used it wrong. It was perfect for me. Perfect to end that. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Elliott, Hugh Douglas, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB1.
That is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow on the WIP Afternoon Show. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. And speaking of joy, it is the joyous season, the holiday season, and Dogs and Cats Rule is prepared for you to walk into any one of the 7 locations and say, I need Christmas presents for my dog. I need Hanukkah presents for my dog. I need Christmas presents for my cat. I need Hanukkah presents for my cat. What do they have? Oh, they have fleeces. They have stylish coats. They got sweaters. They got toys. You know, your pet knows it's the holidays. They deserve a present, too. And maybe while you're there, you can talk to one of the amazing staff members that are so informed and so patient, which is actually good for me because I got a lot of questions, for questions about pet nutrition, about what you should feed your pet, about supplements, about all that stuff. They got treats, too. Whatever you need. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. The best place. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.